Federal regulations require ocean-going ships to exchange their ballast water in the open ocean before they enter the St. Lawrence Seaway. The idea is to flush out any plants or animals that might have hitched a ride from foreign ports. But Michigan State Senator Patty Burkholz says that system isn't working because organisms can remain in the sludge at the bottom of ships' ballast tanks. Burkholz is the co-chair of the Great Lakes Legislative Caucus. She wants the 8 states that surround the lakes to use their water pollution laws to crack down on ships that release ballast water into the lakes.
So it would require, first of all, them to get a permit to prove that they've treated their ballast water and them to treat their ballast water in order to enter the Great Lakes Basin.
Burkholz hopes to have a multi-state compact in place by 2007. For the GLRC, I'm Sarah Hewlett.